This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Kevin Lytle in the Aloe Fiber Studios just got back from the airport, man. You just flew in. Your boy, are your arms tired?
Yeah, exactly. Flapping them all across the country.
You were at the game last night. You were at Viejas Arena, and that was a that was a weird game because it looked like the Rams. Other than the 8-2 start, it looked like the Rams were not very good in that game. Yet I kept looking down at the score. I'm like, it's only a 7-point game. There's a chance. And then it kind of obviously ballooned as we got midway through the second half. But rough outing for Colorado State.
Yeah, going into half at 6 down didn't feel too bad because CSU hadn't played particularly well. It got into, I think, 11, but then they cut back down late in the half. 6, you know, that's pretty manageable. You're just thinking, oh, you know, okay, start well. Instead, San Diego State, I think, is 8-0 run to start the second half, and that was kind of like curtains right there. And it was familiar in a lot of ways. One, that's how most games at Viejas have gone for CSU of late. And to be fair, how most games at Viejas go for most teams. But beyond just that, a lot of familiar themes for CSU. Most specifically, turnovers. Mm,
just a lot. There was, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about on this one, when Rex Steiner, I believe, is passing it inbounds, and Kadulis goes to get it and is like running at Rex Steiner, and he just throws it right at him and it bounces right off of him. I'm like, man, even if he completes that pass, he has nowhere to go with it. That was kind of the tale. These turnovers were just rough.
Yeah, there are a few kind of rough ones like that. There's that. There's one right when JoJo McIver got in for the first time, and he gets in, kind of start retreating and running himself backwards. Yeah. That partially is on him. Like, obviously, that's a bad choice. But then Kerry Booth kind of got chewed out for not being in the right spot to be an outlet. So some execution like that. Ali, after the game, was saying, you know, just some simple, like, mechanical things of, like, why are we leaving our feet making a pass? Because obviously once you get in the air, if you then see a guy, you know, there's a defender, you're stuck. So some of that, like, you're going to have some turnovers against San Diego State. That's okay. But it's the repeated bad ones. And volume, obviously, but volume and bad ones, too. You know, if all your turnovers are dead ball turnovers, that's going to be okay. You can handle that. But the pick sixes, as Nico Medved always called them, and there were several of them. And, you know, doesn't even count, you know, the Miles Byrd missed dunk where he slammed it 900 feet off the back
rim. I thought it was going to you, actually.
It almost did. I mean, I was ready to pull it for three from that. So they just, man, they just cannot, like... Broken record here. Can't keep having it.
It was funny with Miles Byrd on that. He had that. He tried to go one arm it, and then it bounces up to Narnia. And then the next time, which
was like
points to the turnover.
15 seconds later.
15 seconds later, gets the exact same thing. And that time he's like in slow motion.
A safety two-hand dunk. Yeah.
But that's what's tough is how many times have you seen those just terrible turnovers that result in an instant wide open guy going down, dunk it?
Yep. I mean, there's no doubt. Just from watching, you can see you have guys battling, whatever you want to call it, confidence jitters, whatever, of they're worrying too much about making a mistake, and that's helping them make more mistakes, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. And you can almost see it on the faces of some guys, you know, almost overthink. I think you even have possessions where they don't turn it over, you know, they get shot or whatever, but it's kind of a stagnated, choppy sequence on offense. Because they're worried about, you know, turning it over, and then it ends up with a bad possession. So there's no doubt it's, you know, kind of compounding itself, you know, of mistake after mistake is, you know, just leading to more.
Yeah, and it's, you see it too. It's funny because they were shooting a lot.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of sequences as we progressed through the game where they were starting to, you started to see them pass up a lot of semi-open opportunities.
Yeah, I think, just the offense is a little disjointed. I mean, took 33s. What was 8 for 30 is one of their lowest three-point percentage games of the season. Ali did say after the game they thought, especially in the first half, they missed some pretty good looks. I don't disagree with that. And then obviously there is an element too in the second half when you're down a lot, like just by nature you're gonna shoot some threes. But there's no doubt that even when they weren't turned over, it wasn't a perfect offense performance. It's just tough right now. That was the sixth game of the season with 15 or more turnovers, and five times in 10 Mountain West games they've had 15 or more turnovers. So it's hard to win when you do that. Ali, his quote was, you know, it's hard to win here being Viejas when you don't shoot it well. When you don't shoot well and turn it over, it's impossible. And that's what they did last night.
All those things kind of working against you. So now where do you kind of go from here, Kevin? I mean, they're 12-9, they're 3-7 in the Mountain West. You noted this in the Coloradoan after your recap of last night's game, saying, hey, a lighter portion of the schedule is coming up.
Yeah.
So you might be able to get some positives here, but we're not really thinking about like March stuff, are we? We're just thinking, how do you make this season better?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, yeah, kind of the smaller view of got to turn around. It is definitely fair and legit to say the schedule, they've been on the tough side of the schedule. I mean, everyone gets, you know, that stretch where you have a harder stretch and then an easier one. CSU's heading into, on paper, the easier one. The next eight games, only one is against, I think, one of the top five teams in the league, and that's San Diego State, and that's at Moby. I'm not saying that that's like a guaranteed win or anything, but more winnable, I think we all would agree. And then the others, you know, you get Wyoming twice, you have San Jose State twice. At Air Force, who obviously is terrible. You know, a tricky one is at UNLV. But overall, over the next eight games, a lot of fairly winnable ones. And I think CSU needs at least a 6-2 in the next eight. Because if they do that, they're 9-9 in league play heading into the final week of the regular season. That 9-9 is not where they would want to be, you know, if we had asked in October. But when you look at today, that wouldn't be too bad.
No.
So and I think we're gonna learn a lot about this team because, yes, you know, there's a lot of product out there that we've seen. But on the other hand, it's still fairly new in them having their actual ideal group and rotation. How do they handle themselves against, you know, teams that are more where they're at right now or you know, arguably below them? So they need to take care of business. We're going to learn a lot, I think, in the next, you know, 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, no question. More of that coming up. We got Rams Weekly coming up at 2 o'clock today. We'll wrap up the whole show coming up next with What Did We Learn? Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Kevin, we got like a minute here. What'd you learn, my friend?
Southwest has its new scene policy in action now. Did it for the first time today.
Is it good? Pretty good?
It's fine. I don't want to brag, but I'm an A-list member, so I got a good seat.
You do fly.
I did want to brag. I just bragged.
You did just brag. Michael, what did you learn today?
I learned that Southwest just has... Oh, sorry.
Well, I learned
and
that
he's an A
Kevin.
Member.
I learned that a retractable roof is probably coming, and it sounds like there's no probably about it. It's going to happen, so you might as well just get used to it, Broncos fans. All right, Rams Weekly coming up next, presented by Miranda Simpson at State Farm Insurance. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.